you know, I don't believe, I don't know what the word is beyond frustrating in the dictionary, but that's where we're at. So it's just really unfortunate that, you know, we needed the state, a local partnership to help fund these, to help us comply with the state regulations that they've given us, and to have a basically an ineffective partner in the state of Minnesota be able to partner with municipalities across the state is not right, and we really shouldn't stand for it. So we're going to have to make some tough decisions in Austin, you know, with inflation the way it is and the costs that go up. You know, trying to get state assistance, there's a cost in waiting for our residents too. You know, if we wait around and hopes of getting the $14.5 million or whatever amount we could get from the state, you know, that can quickly be eaten up by added costs and inflationary pressures that we're seeing. So we're going to have to make a difficult decision, council is, on how do we move forward. Do we go forward without state assistance? And when we don't know that we can have a reliable partner to partner with, at some point we've got to be able to deliver that service to residents. We've kind of held our plant together with duct tape and baling twine for as long as we can. You know, parts of the plant go back to the 1920s, so we really need to be making some decisions here in the short distant future, and which way we go forward with or without the state.